Good morning, everyone. It's about 6:30 here on the 13th of February, 2020. And, you know, if I were to entitle this devotional, if I had a title for it, I would probably title it, "To Not Teach Predestination and Election is Deception." To not teach predestination and election is deception. There are a lot of people that are giving just a little truth of the gospel. And by giving a partial truth, by their withholding two principal ingredients of it, predestination and election, they are by inference promoting the free will of man. And of course, the Bible is very clear that it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. There is no getting away from the fact that sovereign grace is tied directly to God's decrees, his choices, his predestinating grace, his predestinating us into adoption, and so on. And so there are a lot of, you know, very large ministries, they call themselves ministries, that leave out the teachings of doctrine, the doctrine of election and predestination. And you can be sure that there's a reason why they leave it out. It may be because they don't believe it, but it also is the fact that it is not a doctrine that is appealing to the flesh of man at all. If you give God all the glory in salvation, in election, in predestination, in justification, in our effectual calling, in sanctification, in our final glorification, that's the true full gospel. There's groups out there, they call themselves the full gospel, but they leave out their limited hangout. They leave out the absolute most important part, and that is that God has power over all flesh. He gives eternal life to as many as the Father has given him. And all that the Father has given him will come to him. And it's not their choice, it's based upon the Father's choice. And so this is the big deception. You know, there are ministries out there, very large ministries, that, you know, have names like True News or No More News or Israeli Live. And they all have the same, they all have the very same purpose, and that is to elevate man's will, that make man's will the determiner of his own eternal destiny. Welcome aboard, Oscar Graves. The determiner of our destiny is Almighty God. That's a hard pill to swallow, isn't it? For us as created beings, it's a hard pill for us to swallow, to believe the truth of the gospel contained in the first and second chapters of Ephesians. contained in the 8th and 9th chapter of Romans, contained in the 6th chapter of John, contained in the 17th chapter of John, contained in 1 Peter 1 and 2 Peter 1. Throughout the Gospels and throughout the epistles, we find that they are complete in their teaching regarding the fact that we are foreknown, we are predestinated, we are called, we are justified, we are glorified, all because of the work and choice of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they're all active in our redemption, our salvation. And we had no hand in it. Man wants to think that they are God and they are in charge of their own salvation by something they do. We are commanded to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we will be saved. Where does your belief come from? Where does your faith come from? Does it come from someone who's dead in their trespasses and sin? No, this effectual calling to the sinner is a work of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. And so the rebirth, a person being born again by the Spirit of God, is tied directly to being predestinated, by being chosen, by being predestinated unto adoption before we were even born. They're tied together. And so ministries that leave out the teachings of predestination election are limited hangouts. They don't give the full gospel, do they? And the reason they don't give it, the reason they withhold it, is it does not appeal to the flesh of man. Back in three years ago, I this book, The Lies of Free Will. Do you control your own destiny? Do you control your own destiny? Many people say, yes, I do. God has given us all choice, and so on. I've heard people say, God won't send anyone to hell. You'll send yourself to hell by your own decisions. Well, let me tell you, do you send your own self to heaven by your decisions? If you send your own self to heaven by your decisions, then why would Christ need to come and die on a cruel and rugged cross of Calvary? Why would he come and die on a cruel and rugged cross of Calvary if all you have to do is make a decision to go to heaven? Welcome aboard, MJ Avalos. Good to have you with us this morning. No. Scripture tells us in Psalm 110, 3 and 4, that he will make us willing in the day of his power. I'm not saying that God doesn't give us a will to flee to the cross of Jesus Christ, but it's only after we've been born again by the Spirit of God. Welcome aboard, David Linnell James. Only after we've been born again by the Spirit of God. And, of course, it was chosen that we would be born again by the Spirit of God before we were even born. And we can go to scriptures and see that. I've gone over it many, many times. Because I believe that we should not be preaching deception. We should be teaching the full truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. So help us God. Not a limited hangout. People can spend all their time coming against false doctrines, coming against teachings of wrong teachings of the Talmud and the Kabbalah and Judaism and Mohammedism and Confucianism and the Bahá'í faith. And they can come against all the cults, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses and Roman Catholicism and Arminianism. And they can come against Pelagianism and Antinomianism and some false teachings in Calvinism, you know, and Lutheranism. But the point is that we don't have to teach against isms. All we have to do is proclaim the word of God. We don't have to talk about all of the false doctrines. All we have to do is present the genuine doctrine contained in the word of God. Welcome aboard, Troy Sharborough. Glad to have you with us this morning. But if you go to hear a message and someone never, ever discusses election and predestination, being born again by the Spirit of God, being justified freely by His grace, there's something wrong. If someone makes all of your salvation depend upon the will of man and your decision, there's something wrong. It's giving man the glory. It's putting man upon the throne. Good morning, Troy. And so that's why I wrote this book back in 1997. Do you control your own destiny? I mean, 2017, not 1997. 2017. A lot of things happened in my life in 1997, too. I won't go into all that. But anyway, there are a lot of limited hangouts out there that'll talk about the free will of man, and God gave every man a choice, and a man's destiny depends upon their accepting or rejecting Christ and all of this. But it doesn't. A man's destiny does not depend upon the will of man. Man's destiny depends upon the grace of God. Either God shows us mercy and grace and reveals His Son in us, which brings faith and repentance, or else we will remain in our sins. Either we've been chosen unto salvation, or we have not. Of course, that gets into a lot of questions. Hath not the potter power over the clay, the same vessel to make one lump unto honor and one unto dishonor? What if God willing to show His mercy? If you don't believe me, go back and read Romans 9. Were the children being not yet born, not having done any good or evil. The children, these twins that were in Rebekah's womb, Jacob and Esau, still in their mother's womb, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Election. Jacob have I loved, he said, and Esau have I hated. And then there would people say, if you believe that doctrine, you would make God a tyrant. I'd make God anything. I read Scripture. And the only reason I believe it and subscribe to Scripture is because God has placed His Holy Spirit in my heart to want to do so. Paul replied to those who came against this teaching, and he said, who art thou that repliest against God? Can the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? So if you are involved in a ministry that is preaching man has a free will, that he has glimmering natural light, and that he can choose God apart from being predestinated by God, apart from being born again by the Spirit of God, apart from being chosen in him before the foundation, well, before we were even born, then you're in a limited hangout. Welcome aboard, Peter Palace. Glad to have you with us this morning. This is not popular teaching. This does not appeal to the flesh. The flesh rises up against this doctrine. That's why these limited hangouts like True News and No More News and Israeli Live have thousands and thousands of subscribers. You know? That's why they're world renowned. They preach some good, they teach some good truth regarding Jesus Christ, and that he is the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. They teach the absolute atrocities of Zionism and the Kabbalah and the Talmud, and many that have come against those kind of doctrines. You never hear him teach anything against Rome. I heard a guy yesterday on one of those, I'm not going to mention his name, but talked about making the sign of the cross before he read something. That's Catholicism. So this morning, let us subscribe to the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help us God. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, and those whom he predestinated, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? God has an elect. There is an election by God. I've heard people say, well, election is, you have a vote, God has, Satan has a vote. They say, well, you know, God has a vote, Satan has a vote, and you have the final vote. No, no. Election is all of God Almighty. He's the one who makes the choice. There's nothing we could do to merit the favor of God. Nothing. It's called unmerited favor. We're totally dead in our trespasses and sin. God has not made any conditions upon our election other than the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ fulfilled everything his Father asked him to do. He came to save his people from their sins. His work for all for whom he died. And if you are an elect child of God, if you've been predestinated unto adoption, you will embrace and flee to Christ. You will recognize you are dead in your sins. You will recognize your need of a Savior, and you will embrace Christ. But it's not because of your will, it's because of his will. He's the one that made you willing in the day of his power. Well, that's what's been on my mind this morning. There's a lot of limited hangouts out there. Come against all these doctrines, you know. But they leave out a very important ingredient of the nature and the decree of God and that is election and predestination to adoption for his people. And we're not a limited hangout. We give the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help us, God. And I'm thankful that God has revealed these things. We do not boast of any of this. We don't deserve it. We deserve damnation and hell. But Jesus Christ took our sins upon himself. He became our sin bearer. And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of all of his redeemed people. Well, that's my thoughts this morning. I hope you have a great Thursday. And my exhortation to you is, you know, when you go to these limited hangouts and get information, ask yourself the question, are they teaching election? Are they teaching predestination? Are they teaching sovereign grace? Or are they teaching the free will of man? And 90% plus are doing the latter. They're teaching free will, which does not exist. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. May God bless you this morning. Mm-hmm.